This is Amy Ray with us here today on the Blue Plate special. Okay. So we all know who Amy is. I'm not going to even go into the whole background part of it all. Obviously, you're here for a reason. So, you know, basically, we want to focus on if it all goes south. And, you know, I'm hearing kind of the Georgia side, the country side a little bit come out in those first two songs, I feel. And I know the new project goes all over the place with different styles of music, but I think that it has an overall, you were trying to go for more of a feeling, a comforting sort of feeling for people, or a record of hope. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Yeah, and that song we just played is from that one. The first one we played was from our first country record together, which is called Good Night Tender. But yeah, if it all goes south, I think you know, like a lot of the songs came out of being in the height of COVID and just seeing a lot of suffering and being at home and having a really good life in the woods where I live and on a river in North Georgia, and just feeling like, what is the message of healing, which is basically like, you're not alone, you know.
Well, a lot of people were feeling confused and scared and depressed and all kinds of things. And somehow you found a positive side, a positive outlook to things. How did you keep that sanity?
I think, I was also very lucky to have a good place to live and food and, you know, that was a lot of it. I mean, I worked in a food pantry for a month or so during that time to kind of, I was volunteering just because I had a lot of time.
And it was weird, I'm sure, for you. You know, being out on the road all the time, all of a sudden,
Yeah, it was good, though. I have a 9-year-old and a partner, and we got to be together. And I have, you know, 7 dogs and 8 cats. And, you know, it was a farm, a virtual time of farm. And I built a treehouse.
A time that musicians don't normally get to enjoy, for one thing. Home life.
In the contrast, though, the suffering of it was hard to just wrap your head around, as everybody knows, and I think a lot of people felt paralyzed, but I also felt like there was a lot of really good activism going on and good community work to see people come together and help each other, and, you know, that was cool. That was very cool. So in some ways, that was, like, really inspiring to me to, like, contemplate sort of my life and lineage and, you know, where I've come from and what I can do and my people and stuff, you know, which is a Southern thing. Oh, that's nice. Hi, doggy.
There was agreement there. AmyRay.com and all the musical platforms, whatever you use out there, you can find the new project, If It All Goes South. It's available in a compact disc and vinyl as well.
Vinyl. We got vinyl. Yeah.
They do have vinyl. Like I said, they were in town last night. And they're going to be headed over to Nashville again to play with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, but this time at the lovely Ryman Auditorium in Nashville.
At the Mother Church, are you excited?
A little ahead this spring, coming up on May 5th, I believe it is. Yes, Miss Amy Ray is going to be at the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. And May 7th, she'll be headed over to perform on Mountain Stage, which I understand Miss Kathy Mateus, the new host of that.
Kathy
so
Mateus.
You can keep up with the complete tour schedule by visiting AmyRay.com for more information. For now, I'm backing out of the way. We want more music right here from Amy Ray on the Blue Plate Special.